One of the things that we see all around us is fools. We see all sorts of dumb things being done. A lot of us complain that, you know, our governments are being run by fools, but that's a different problem. But at the same time, not one of us want to be thought of as a fool. Back in 1995 in West Chapel, Florida, Joseph Aaron, who was age 20 at the time, while repairing a car, found that he needed to bore a hole in a pipe. And when he couldn't find his drill, he tried to shoot a hole in it. He hit his leg with the fragments from the bullet and ended up in the hospital. You know, we go to great lengths to avoid doing foolish things. In 1996, there was a man up in Ontario, Canada. He was cleaning a bird feeder on his balcony of his condominium apartment in Toronto suburb. He slipped and fell 23 stories to his death. Police said Monday that Stephen Macko, 55, was standing on a wheeled chair Sunday when the accident occurred, said Inspector Arce of the police. It appears that the chair moved, had wheels on it, and he went over the balcony. One of those freak accidents. No foul play was suspected. And yet, we do so many dumb things in our lives. If we only thought about it some more. If we only knew a little bit more about the situation, we would have done something different. And so, the Bible speaks of the problem at great length, actually. The book of Proverbs especially has a lot to say about foolishness. And we're going to focus a little bit this month on learning how to not be fools. One of the problems with fools, and actually if you want to really look at the definition of the word, a fool is a person who refuses to learn. In Proverbs chapter 1, and in verse 22, wisdom is discussing the fact that she has tried to get people's attention, to teach them how to live better. And she asks in verse 22, "How long, O naive ones, will you love being simple-minded? And scoffers delight themselves in scoffing, and fools hate knowledge." It isn't that the fool is incapable of learning. He just doesn't see the need. He'll despise good advice. He'll reject correction, because he doesn't see any need for any change. In Proverbs chapter 15, and in verse 5, "A fool rejects his father's discipline, but he who regards reproof is sensible." Now, a fool might act like he's listening, but we know, because nothing changes, that he really wasn't truly hearing what was being said. Back, take a look at Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, and in verse 26. Matthew 7, verse 26. "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." It was foolish because he wasn't thinking ahead. It's foolish that when we hear God's words, when Jesus tells us what we need to do, and we don't do them, we're not thinking ahead. And so the fool ends up basically walking in darkness. He doesn't see the problems around him because he refuses to learn. He doesn't want to see them. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, look at verse 14. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. And yet I know one fate befalls them all. Inevitably, the fool reveals that he's a fool. Take a look at Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13 and then verse 16. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool displays folly. Now, a person who doesn't want to learn, well, eventually you find out there's not much up in this region. But a fool thinks he has something interesting to say. He thinks that what he has to say is important because it's his thoughts. He's not really interested in understanding anybody else's thoughts. He wants to spout his own ideas. And in Proverbs chapter 18, look at verse 2. A fool does not delight in understanding, but only in revealing his own mind. And once his mouth starts flapping, we realize there's nothing of substance that is present there. Again, Proverbs chapter 12 this time. Proverbs 12 and verse 23. A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims folly. See, in a real sense, a fool's native language is folly. Proverbs chapter 15 and in verse 2. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge acceptable, but the mouth of fools spouts folly. And the problem is, he doesn't have anything worth saying. He's never learned, he's never grew, he's never done much of anything other than lived his own life. And the fool typically makes up for the lack of content with quantity of words. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, and in verse 3, for the dream comes through much effort, and the voice of a fool through many words. Now, because a fool doesn't use his reasoning, he doesn't think about matters, he doesn't look into them in any depth, the result is a fool tends to then get led by his emotions. He trusts that what he feels must be right. In Proverbs 28 and verse 26, he who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks wisely will be delivered. Because he's focused on his emotions, he tends to focus on pleasures. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 4, the mind of the wise is in the house of the morning, but the minds of the fools is in the house of pleasure. The fool acts self-confident, but at the same time, because he's emotionally led, he gets angry very easily. In Proverbs chapter 14, Proverbs 14 and verse 16, a wise man is cautious and turns away from evil, But a fool is arrogant and careless. And so he oftentimes gives into that emotion of being angry. In Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 9. Do not be eager in your heart to be angry, for anger resides in the bosom of fools. And the reason for that is, it's really easier to get angry at somebody than to try to reason with somebody. Reasoning takes work. It takes thought. It takes trying to understand the other person's position. Fools don't want that. They want it their way, and so they respond in anger. Fools tend to pick fights. Take a look, Proverbs 20 and verse 3. Keeping away from strife is an honor for a man, but any fool will quarrel. And in Proverbs 18 and in verse 6, a fool's lips brings strife, and his mouth calls for blow. The fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are the snare of his soul. He's always looking for a fight instead of trying to solve problems. And even though he's easily angered, a lot of fools hide their feelings. And they spend their time plotting out how to backstab somebody to gain their ends. Take a look at Proverbs 10. Proverbs 10 and verse 18. He who conceals hatred has lying lips, and he who spreads slander is a fool. If you haven't got the idea yet, a fool is basically arrogant. He thinks that what he has is more than enough. Fools make fun of sin because they don't really believe they're guilty of it. In Proverbs 14 and verse 9, fools mock at sin, but among the upright there is goodwill. He doesn't believe that something is sinful or that he's guilty of sin. Instead, he makes a mockery of the seriousness of sin. In fact, sin to a fool is almost like a sport. It's a game. Take a look at Proverbs 10 and in verse 23. Proverbs 10 and verse 23. Doing wickedness is like a sport to the fool, and so is wisdom to a man of understanding. They get their kicks out of it, to see how much they can get away with. And like we mentioned about the anger, sometimes the fool will hide. He might act religious, but when you look at his life, he doesn't really live religion. That reading that we had in Luke chapter 11. Look at verse 39 again. Luke chapter 11. And starting at verse 39. It says, but the Lord said to him, now you Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but inside of you, you are full of robbery and wickedness. You foolish ones, did not he who made the outside also make the inside? People look on the outside like they're religious. They're all whitewashed. They look good. Totally corrupt inside. God knows both. And you can't get away with that. But see, a fool is convinced there isn't a God. In Psalms chapter 53. Psalms 53, and starting with verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have committed abominable injustice. There's no one who does good. God has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there's anyone who understands, who seeks after God. Every one of them has turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There's no one who does good, not even one. It's because they don't think they are responsible to anyone else but themselves. So they don't act as if there's a God. They don't really believe they're going to be called into judgment. Fools basically don't want to retain any knowledge of God. That's why our society has gotten so bad. It's why society has gotten bad before in the past. People choose to forget about God. Take a look what happened to Greek society in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his internal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood by what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God nor give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish hearts was darkened. It's not that the evidence isn't there. But see, the fool would rather believe the world exists without God. That's what fools are. So why be a fool? We have an opportunity this day, if there's anyone who wishes to become a child of God, to put on Christ. There are those of you who are our children of God would like to pray as your brethren on your behalf. Why don't you come forward as we stand and sing the song that was selected?